Episode 3123, Embrace Disruptive Thinking.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for something extraordinary to happen? It is Mindset Monday, and it is time to change the way you think. Embrace disruptive thinking. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Whoo! Can I just say, I am so excited to be back with you. I've missed you. Genuinely, I have missed you. Yes, I know it's a lot of work. What I do behind the scenes, if you had any idea, you'd be like, Christiane, why are you still doing this? There are days I do wonder. It's a fleeting, though, thought. And when I say fleeting, it's like a double blink and I'm done with it. I always want to come back because you are my family and I love it. So I'm glad you hung out with me. Hopefully you caught up on a few episodes that you were a little behind on or you wanted to go back and re-listen to. Be sure though, when you're doing that, if you find something that really speaks to you, share it with a friend, a neighbor, a relative and say, hey, you know what? I really found this useful. You might want to check it out and let them go and decide for themselves. Also, if you subscribe and leave a review, it also helps to expand our reach. I just got to say a couple things. You know, I go on vacation. This might be a long episode. I'm joking. Maybe not. I don't know. It just depends on whatever comes out of my mouth. You know me, however that goes. All right. Deep breath. Number one, my voice. Let's just say on our last day of vacation. Yes, I took a vacation with half of my family, sort of. We took our boys and that was it. We left the girls behind, the grandkids behind. Nope, it was only the boys. And the boys and mom and dad went and it was wonderful. And we went to an amusement park that had some incredible roller coasters. And yes, as a half a centurion, I rode the roller coasters. Yes, I did it. But with that, I love to scream and yell. So my voice is a little extra raspy. So I hope you will, you know, have a little bit of grace for me today, over the next few days, actually, because it's got to get better a little bit. I'm not hurting or anything. It's called all in fun. That's what we like to call it. All right, deep breath, because we are in for a whirlwind. Are you ready for this? Question, what is keeping you where you are? What is keeping you right where you are? Is it that you're chained to something like the ball and chain, you know, like the pirates would use, or I think they would use, I really don't know. I just imagine the ball and chain with them. You'd see it in older movies, right? In real life, it did happen. But what is it? What is keeping you so grounded to exactly what you're doing and where you are? Because if you keep floundering in what you already are doing, you will stunt your growth. Stand up to what change offers and embrace disruptive thinking. Yep, I've been away way too long. Your thoughts are not helping you. Imagine that. They really are not. Because if you keep thinking that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, or you're not open to change, or you're not open to other ideas coming at you from all different places, from different mentors or coaches, from people that you trust, a confidant, a family member. And if you're like, oh, no, I got this down pat. I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. But behind closed doors, between your two ears, you're whispering to yourself over and over again, I don't like where I'm at. This is ridiculous. I hate this. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so flustered. I get so angry. Why can't I be where I want to be? Why can't I be somewhere else? Oh, wait, but then go back. What are your thoughts? Are you allowing other people to come into your life? Because in life, the one constant you can rely upon is change. Just when you think you have it all figured out, something changes. It does. You know, I think about how many times I've moved in my life. And as much as I like meeting new people and experiencing this incredible world, I have secretly wondered what it would be like to be in one place for my entire life. Boring. I know you heard the crickets there, didn't you? I wanted you to have this grandiose pause of like, what is she going to say? I wouldn't change it. Seriously, I would not change that part of my life. Now, actually, looking over my entire life, I wouldn't change anything because I wouldn't be where I am today if everything didn't happen before. A lot of us, we think, gosh, if I could just go back and change something, okay, great, but then you'd be in a different position of where you are now. Not necessarily better either. But we go to that thinking, but we don't go with the forward thinking of, gosh, what would happen if I changed the way I thought? Because when I look at staying in one place for my entire life, yeah, it would be boring to me. And I would probably end up changing so much in my home if I stayed in one place. My husband would not know what to do with me. I mean, from painting, I probably would have painted the rooms probably 20 times. Seriously, that's not an exaggeration. To rearranging, to renovating, you know, changing this and changing that, moving walls, knocking things down, putting new fixtures in, new ceiling fans, new carpet, new flooring. New carpet, new flooring, over and over again. Rearranging the furniture. I used to rearrange the furniture when I was growing up anyway. I'd stay up late, spend about 4 or 5 hours on my room and change my room around. I would do it with my mom. We'd rearrange the living room. My dad would come in and he'd kind of bump against something because he didn't realize we had rearranged the house while he was sleeping. And I stayed up with her and did that. So much fun. But you see, a lot of people look at changes. Oh my gosh, I can't handle this. It's like the roller coaster. Like literally. Some of the ones I went on, and secretly, I got to tell you, they were better than Universal. Oh yes, they were. But in the roller coaster of life, when you're on it, and you've got these twists and turns and ups and downs and all arounds, and man, I was on some, and I thought for sure I was going to lose it. But guess what? My body was able to react to it. I did take meclizine. That's a very good helper for me because I get car sick very easily. Motion sickness for me is a real thing. And so besides getting motion sick, I would just sit there and I would let my body go with it. And if you would tense up, it'd be like, oh my gosh, and you'd be kind of thrown around and your face would go to one side of the car that you're riding in and then it would go to the other side and you would be jostled. But if you just relaxed everything and didn't tighten up your calves or your legs, if you released your hands just a little bit, you could go along with the ride. And then you could move as you were jolted here and there and everywhere. That is the best way of handling the roller coaster of life. But a lot of us, what? It's hard to look at something different than what we have now. We have the darndest time making the shifts needed in order to do so. We're just staying tense. We want to stay in our own comfy couch. We don't want to do anything more than what we really have to. We would rather just, oh, well, you know, hang out where we are. So when it comes to losing weight or changing careers or buying a new home, finding a new church home, changing our attitude, certain behaviors of ours, past dealings, learning how to deal with people that are hard to deal with. You see, it's easier to hang out with what you know. Again, it's your comfy couch. And that's great. But I'm here to tell you, it's not going to get you where you want to go. Remember those secret whispers behind your ears? Behind your ears. Oh my goodness, behind your two ears. It's between your two ears, not behind them. I guess you can have that too because your brain is more expansive. But we'll leave that for another episode. But seriously, what is between your two ears? Who are you listening to? Are you listening to your doubts? Are you listening to your past failures? Are you sitting here saying, there's no way I can get anything better than this couch? I love this couch. I love the color. I love the texture. I love the way it feels when I sit on it. I mean, it has this perfect spot for my bottom to sit in. If you keep thinking along those lines, you're not going to get any further than where you are today. I'm just going to be honest with you. There's no reason to dance around it. But I think you want more than where you are. I think you want to elevate where you are. Elevate your influence, whether it's with your family, at work, in your own group of friends, your best friends. Maybe you've got like 5 or 7, 10. You guys hang out all the time. It's wonderful. But are you okay with just being okay? Are you ready to take it to the next level? Well, I think you're ready to take it to the next level, or you still wouldn't be listening. So it's time to switch it up so you can elevate where you are now. You got to embrace disruptive thinking. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Embrace disruptive thinking. You can't keep thinking the same thoughts, because if you do, well, you're going to keep doing what you're doing now. And those whispers between your two ears, they're only going to get louder and louder and louder. And pretty soon you're going to be like, gosh, now they're haunting me. Yeah, they are. Because you're meant for more. You were made for more. So why do you sit there and just wrestle with, nah, I'm okay. I'm all right with just being here. Get your gusto on and be ready to take aim. You've got to embrace disruptive thinking. So what does that really mean? Right? You can't think the same thoughts that you have over and over again. Think about a child, an infant, who has to learn to roll over first. And then after they roll over, they begin to do what? They lift up their head a little bit more. And then they realize that, oh my goodness, I might be able to sit up too. And so somehow they begin to have the strength, which means they're what? Gaining the strength in their abs. So their abdominal muscles are gaining strength. They can sit up, and then not only when they're laying down on their tummy or they're on their back, they roll over one way or the other, and then they're like, oh my goodness, I'm so strong, I can arch even more. Wow. And then if I get my arms underneath me, pretty soon they're in what? Wobble-weeble mode. Weeble-wobble mode. I love that. Remember those? All right, go look them up. Go Google them. They were adorable. They're weeble-wobbles. And they get up there, and they just start to kind of cradle themselves back and forth, and they rock. And the next thing you know, they're like, oh, if I just put one hand in front of the next, and then I move my leg in the back, oh my goodness, and then they have mobility. Oh, and everything changes. It's all downhill for any parent, because the world now is open to them. They can get around. But you see, as we grow older, what happens is we're not willing to try new things. We're frozen. We're like, oh, if I do that, I might hurt myself. I might get hurt again. I might be disappointed. I tried it it didn't work for me. Why do you give up so easily? It's time to disrupt your thoughts. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, you got to let go of what you know. Let go of what you know. If you are so hip on what you know, you're not going to grow. Seriously, you're going to stay stagnant, and eventually that means you're going the opposite direction, which means you're going to be dying. Not literally. I'm talking mentally, psychologically, to some degree spiritually, relationally. You're going to have struggles. But you see, wisdom comes through experiences. Wisdom comes through taking risks. But you've got to be willing to do it. That's why you got to disrupt your thoughts. Man, when I was about to get on those roller coasters, there was this one. I rode like 5 of them. It was ridiculous. And there was one that we got on, and it said it had like a 15 to 30 minute wait, which wasn't very long, but we got up there and we got like right up there. And I didn't even have a minute and a half, 90 seconds, to think through, like, okay, this is what's going to happen. You got this. You're going to breathe. Okay. I didn't have any time to plan. It was, I got in line. We made sure we picked how we were riding, because at the time it was just my 2 younger sons that were with me. my husband and my oldest son decided not to ride this ride. And so I was like, okay. And all of a sudden I'm getting on the ride. We buckle down, the harness comes down, and they're already giving the thumbs up of it's time to go. And I'm like, I just got in line. I'm not ready for it. That, my friend, is disruptive thinking. You can't keep going with the flow of doing what you're used to be doing. Imagine if you got up in the morning and did your morning backwards. Oh, I know I just hit a nerve there. I can't go to the bathroom last. I have to go to the bathroom first. Then I have to brush my teeth. Then I have to blow my nose. And then I have to whatever is next for you. No one could start backwards. Some of you, it's, oh my goodness, I can't get my cup of coffee last. I got to get it first. I got to wake up. What would happen if you actually opened up your eyes and said, Lord, good morning. It's going to be a good morning. What do you have in store for me today? What do you think would happen? You probably might have a freak out moment in a good way. That, my friend, is called disruptive thinking. But you've got to let go of what you know so you can grow. And then that leads me to number two, embrace risks. You've got to be willing to take chances, even if failure's attached. And let me tell you this, statistically, you're going to fail more than you succeed. So just be ready for it. Be ready to be told no multiple times. I have been recently. New things are happening with Creature Now, and believe it or not, even though they're exciting new things, I've still been told no on a few of them. And I'm like, that's okay. It's not my time. It's all right. We'll look at it in another month or two or another quarter. Next year. It's not life or death. But I have to be willing to take risks. You have to do the same. When I got on that roller coaster, the one that basically I got in line, I was there and it was time to go. I had to be ready to go. Meaning I had to be ready to take the chance. I knew I had my safety harness on, so I knew I'd be safe. I wasn't sure about my feet because they were just dangling. There was nothing holding them. I'm like, I'm not liking this free-flowing moment here. And my arms could flail too if I just let them go. But no, I chose to keep them close, which you're supposed to do anyway. But who really listens to those rules? I'm just saying, right? So I chose to keep them close. My feet, they were all over the place. Embrace risks. Be willing to accept challenges before they even present themselves. Be willing to say, you know what? I'm ready to wake up with a new light. Change your light bulb, for goodness sakes. Try a different color. There's so many out there. Play with how you wake up every day. Because if you keep doing the same thing, let me tell you, it's going to get boring. And you will be bored. And those whispers between your two ears, you're going to have some struggles with that. And pretty soon, they're going to hold you hostage. And you're going to be 6 feet under. And there'll be someone who knew you. And they'll say, if they only would have done this, imagine how that would have changed not only their lives, but the lives that they touched. Let go of what you know. Embrace risks. And finally, number three, learn and adapt. Flexibility, my friend, flexibility. You've got to say, I am in it to win it. And I'm okay to get up with some hurt knees. I'm okay to fall down. I'm excited to learn what's new. Because as I do that, I'm going to figure out some things. How do you think an infant learns how to crawl? By falling. And when you think about that, it's kind of scary. Go back to your younger parent days. Maybe you're a young parent now. Maybe you're about to give birth in a few months. We've got a new grandbaby coming around the corner. I am so excited. But in their growing up, I mean, I'm watching my grandson now. In our children's lives, as they grow up, in order for growth to occur, what has to happen? They have to fail. Isn't that weird? And we grow older and we kind of forget that fact. And we think, oh, wait, we're supposed to learn and adapt. Oh, yeah, I did that great when I was like 1 month old. 6 months old, 12 months old. But man, after 2 years, I was done. Really? You want to quit on life that early? I don't think that's what you really want. So are you willing to say, okay, I need to embrace disruptive thinking. I need to say, ooh, whatever I thought was true, let's challenge that truth. Let's challenge that belief. Because my friend, what you believe is what you will see. That's the only thing you'll go after. It's one gift that my father gave me. He truly believed that I could do anything. Nothing is impossible. And I've done a lot of impossible things because he believed. He didn't say, oh, you know what? Just go for the height of the corn stalks. He goes, you go for the moon, baby. You dream those dreams and you chase them because nothing is impossible. And I've chased a lot of dreams. Some have come true. Others I got close to. And there's a few others too that I totally fell flat on. But it's all been wonderful. I learned lessons. I met new people. I gained skills and strategies that has helped me in my life where I am right now at this moment in time. But I wouldn't have been able to do everything that I've done throughout my entire life since conception if I wouldn't have had failures, if I wouldn't have had setbacks. My friend, your setback is your greatest comeback. So I want you to think about this. Proverbs 19, verse 20 says this, listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end, you will be counted among the wise. Do you want to be counted among the wise? If so, you got to be willing to do the do. You've got to be willing to let go of what you know. Let God lead. Get out of your own way. Have the faith of a mustard seed. It's one of those things that we think we have a lot of faith until we're faced with something out of the ordinary that we never thought we would have to tackle. And unfortunately, it's usually something detrimental to our own personal health or our lively well-being. And we begin to realize that, oh my gosh, like I've got to do something and I've got to do something now. Why do we wait to the end of our ropes? Why not do something now? You're made for more, my friend. Are you willing to take that challenge? Are you willing to listen to advice and accept discipline? Yeah, those go hand in hand, by the way. Because you can dream all you want, but you've got to accept the discipline in order to actually take it to full speed ahead. You can be counted among the wise, but you have to be willing to choose the challenge. Are you ready? Are you ready to embrace disruptive thinking? Oh, I think you are. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.